This verse is very famous. Anybody who has watched Mahabharata serial should have memorized this verse. So I'll chant and you can repeat. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanirbhavati bharata अभ्युत्थानम धर्मस्य तदात्मानं सृजाम्यहम्। टुगेदर यदा यदा हि धर्मस्य ग्लानिर्भवति भारत अभ्युत्थानम धर्मस्य तदात्मानं सृजाम्यहम्। सो भगवान सेस, सो अर्जुन आस्क्स, व्हाई डू यू कम, यू नो, व्हाई डू यू गो थ्रू ऑल दिस ट्रबल। सो भगवान सेस यदा यदा ही, वेन एवर, वेन एवर, ही मीन्स इंडीड धर्मस्य, ऑफ धर्म, दिस इज द सिक्स्थ केस। सो यू नो दीज आर द फंडामेंटल्स ऑफ संस्कृत। So those who want to learn fundamentals of Sanskrit, Swami Ramakrishnanand ji will be here. Just to briefly go over, he will be here October 30th to November 3rd, Tuesday to Saturday. Tuesday to Friday in the evening, he will talk from Srimad Bhagavat, Bhagavan Krishna's teachings about how to be successful in life. So Tuesday to Friday will be 7 to 8:30 and Saturday will be 9:30 to 1. In the morning, because Saturday he has to leave. And then Wednesday to Saturday he will be teaching us some fundamentals of Sanskrit, some basic concepts. Sanskrit of course takes a lot of time to learn, but at least he will introduce us, and that will be from Wednesday to Saturday, October 31st to 3rd, 12 to 1. And he will be following the text called Easy Sanskrit. It is available in the office. It is a whole set of CD, book, and it's very interactive. It has, like, you know, some questions and problems. So it's a very interactive text. You can buy that in the office and he will be following that, and then you can continue your study of Sanskrit. So those who are interested, please get that text from the office. It's called Easy Sanskrit. So yada yada hi dharmasya, so whenever dharmasya, of dharma, glani means downfall, when the dharma goes down, there is a downfall of dharma, o bharata, o arjuna, yada yada hi dharmasya glani bhavati bharata. And then what happens when dharma goes down? Abhyuthanam, uthanam means rising. Abhi uthanam means rising all over. What? Adharmasya. So dharma is going down and adharma is going up. So whenever that happens, then dharma goes down and adharma goes up, tada, then whenever all this happens, tada atmanam srijami aham. Srijami means I create myself, I make myself appear, I manifest myself, aham atmanam, I myself manifest. God does not have another creator. You and I have a creator, Brahmaji, but the Lord himself chooses when he will appear and how he will appear. So dharma we have studied many times, but here when he talks about dharma, he's talking about righteousness, good conduct. When good conduct is declining, when the good people are suffering and the evil is becoming stronger, evil is dominating, evil is becoming up, coming up. So evil is up and dharma is down. It's like a seesaw, you know, dharma is down, evil is up. What does the Bhagavan need to do? He needs to get on the adharma, remove adharma and bring adharma down, then only dharma can go up, right? Dharma by himself he cannot go up. Dharma has to be pushed down by the Lord, then only dharma can go up. And Gurudev says that it is like the master of an estate. Now suppose he is the owner of a huge estate, 100 acres, you know, big one, and there's all kind of, you know, buildings and farms and, you know, dairy and everything. Then one day he decides, I'm going to go, certain things are not going well. So he puts on work shoes and goes and works in the estate along with the other laborer. He says, you know, the weeds need to be pulled out and this shed needs to be fixed. Now, the workers don't ask him, why have you come? No, he chooses to come. What is your purpose of coming? It's his estate. He can come whenever he wants and do whatever he wants. He can work in the dairy farm, or he can work in the plants, or he can work in the fence. It's like you own a cottage, say, in somewhere on the beach, and you have a caretaker who is taking care of the cottage. You don't have to tell him what is my purpose. Whenever you feel like, okay, I want to go to the beach for a weekend, you just show up. He cannot ask you why you have come, what is your purpose. So similarly, we cannot ask the Lord why you have come, what is your purpose. Of course, the Lord has a definite purpose. And the Lord's incarnations are completely planned. The Lord knows why the Lord comes, for what purpose. For example, next week, of course, we'll be talking about what the Lord does. But when Prahlad ji was suffering and Hiranyakashipu had become so powerful, not only he was powerful on earth, he was even powerful over the heavens and everything, and the good people were suffering, then he came as Narasimha Avatar. So his manifestation is planned and it is directed. You and I just show up. We don't know why we are here. What is our purpose in life? What am I going to do with my life? We have no idea. And that's what the Gita is telling us. What is your purpose? Why you are here? And the difference is, why does the Lord appear? And what is the difference between the Lord and a Messiah? You know, like we say that the saints came, Shankaracharya ji came, or Gurudev came, or Swami Vivekananda came, or, you know, other Jesus and Muhammad and all came. So these messiahs, of course, some people believe Jesus to be a manifestation of God. But for example, you can use like example of Saint Francis. You know, Saint Francis was a great saint who spread a lot of knowledge. So what is the difference between a saint and the Lord himself manifesting? And what is the need? So for example, there is some local disturbance, some unrest, something is, so then a local leader, you know, a city council member will go and take care of it. But if it's a statewide problem, like now we have a big problem in Florida with Hurricane Michael, then what happens? The governor is fully involved, and the state, all the rescue people, other states are helping. Of course, the federal government is also helping, but it is mainly a state job. The state has to take care of the problem and they have to rebuild. But suppose there is an international crisis, and where the US is having problems with Iran or North Korea or the Soviet Union, then the president gets involved. So, or if there is a smaller riot, you know, just the local police can handle it. But suppose there is a big problem, then they have to call the state police and all that. But suppose there is a whole state is burning and there are so much riots going on, then they have to call the National Guard, they have to call the army. So depending on the level of need, so similarly, the Lord appears when the need is so much. There is so much, like I said, like Hiranyakashipu or Ravan or Kamsa, who were so powerful and they were just dominating the whole earth and the heavens. The Lord himself had to appear to take care of them. And so messiahs are sent to reinstate. That's what Bhagavan says, that yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati. Whenever dharma goes down, then I appear, either I come myself or I send my saints and my leaders and my teachers. And that's why Hinduism is called Sanatan Dharma, where there is no beginning. For example, Christianity started with, Jesus Christ, Messiah. Islam started with Muhammad. Buddhism started with Buddha. But when did Hinduism start? There is no beginning. It is said to be Sanatan. And over the thousands of years, different rishis have contributed to it. Like if you ask somebody, when did physics start? Physics? What do you mean, when did physics start? Oh, physics was always there. But over the years, our understanding of physics got better. And people like Einstein and Newton and Oppenheimer, and they all added to the knowledge of physics. So same way, the Sanatan Dharma was always there. Ramchandra ji or Krishna doesn't say, I started Hinduism or Sanatan Dharma. They came to recharge, reinvigorate, and it was always there. That's why our Dharma is not Hinduism, it is, the correct word is Sanatan Dharma. And when people are not following the teachings of these great masters, when they are not following, and when truth suffers, you know, Satyamev Jayate, that is our slogan in India, truth alone prevails. But when truth is suffering, that's why India mein they say, no, aajkal sachai ka zamana nahi raha. That's a very famous line. That means truth doesn't work these days. You have to be smart, you have to be dishonest, you have to be cunning to survive. And that is the general thinking nowadays. You know, if you are not smart, people will cheat you. If you are not, you have to be a crook, bigger crook than the next crook to survive. So when this kind of thinking is there among the people and it becomes widespread, and when truth is hurting, when the good people are being persecuted by the evil people, they are being compressed, they are suffering and they are going through a hard time, then Lord appears. So yada yada hi dharmasya, whenever the dharma goes down, the good people are suffering and the evil people are predominating, then the Lord appears. And either he appears himself with all his power, like Ram and Bhagwan Krishna were full avatars, or they appear as partial avatars, which next week we'll talk about the different avatars of Lord and why, for what purpose they appear and what they do. So that will be covered in detail next week. So why he appears, we are talking today, and what does Bhagwan do, we'll talk next week. So basically, today he says that I have had many births and I know all of them. You also have had many births, Arjuna, but you don't know them. Even though I am unborn, I myself, controlling my prakriti and my maya, I take birth, while you have no choice on your birth. And why do I come? When dharma is going down and adharma is increasing. So that is the essence of today's teaching. So we do have 10 or 12 minutes. If anybody has any questions. These are very beautiful verses. And especially this one is very famous. They always chant before the Mahabharata serial. This one and then the next one, Paritranaya Sadhunam, that we'll do next week. So any questions, any comments? Yes.
So Krishna was not the Messiah, he was the Lord.
Yes.
And do we know how truth was suffering at that time to make God appear as,
yes,
God rather than a Messiah?
Well, there were two or three things happening. One is there was an evil tyrant called Kamsa, who was his uncle, who was so powerful that he was making the whole world suffer. So that was one reason for Bhagavan Shri Krishna to appear. And then there were various other demons who were under the control of Kamsa, very powerful demons, Putana and all those, very powerful. So those demons had to be destroyed. And then he had to help the Pandavas in the Mahabharata war. He had to reveal the knowledge of the Gita. And then other evil people like Jarasandh. So a lot of evil was predominating. So he had to appear. And same thing, Ramchandra ji, when he appeared as Lord Ram, it was the same thing because Ravana was so powerful. He was so powerful not only on earth, but even the gods in heaven were afraid of him. He had that much power. So when the need is great, then he appears or he sends his messiahs.
It it almost seems as though they come and the what they do is like worldwide.
Yes.
And I'm thinking now the world is so big that the messiahs are the saints. Jesus was born in the Middle East.
Right.
In Islam. So I'm kind of waiting for
Him to appear again.
Or for at least another messiah to come.
Right, right. See, because these messiahs, their knowledge persists long after they are gone. Jesus was born 2,000 years ago, but his knowledge is still spreading. Buddha, you know, his teachings, Muhammad. So these, when they come, they may live only for 40, 50, 60 years, but their name persists forever and their teachings persist forever. So, yes. But I think what they say is that this is a cycle. You know, we have four yugas, Satyug, Treta Yug, Dwapar, and Kali Yug. Right now we are in the lowest Kali Yug. But now then the cycle of Satyug will start. And it will start with movement groups like these, where people will discuss and they will learn and they will practice and go out and teach. So slowly, that's what Gurudev's idea was, to establish these Chinmaya mission centers. And same here, Ramakrishna mission and all these, wherever this teaching is going on, the creation of the new age is happening. So it's not all hopeless. That's why last week we had talked about, even recently, Raman Maharishi, a great realized master, appeared on earth. So they do come from time. And they are all over. It's not only in India, but we have saints in the West, and then we have, you know, wise people in Buddhism and wise people in all the faiths. So the wisdom is a cycle. And I think what we do is we focus on the negatives. But we don't see how much good is happening. So, yes. I think he had.
I'll just say that, you know, Lord appears because, as we saw in the earlier chapters of Gita, you know, a good leader leads by the example.
Right.
Right? So when Lord is appearing, you know, he the knowledge is given by him in all the Upanishads, and the knowledge is always there. But despite the knowledge exists, sometimes that's not enough. So Lord leads by example, and that's why he appears.
Right.
Yesterday I coached some soccer students. So after the game, I was telling the main soccer coach that what I was trying to do, and he said a really beautiful thing. He said, the best way to teach little kids is by playing with them the way you want them to play, right? Mm. And that's what I think Lord is doing.
Right.
You know, when he appears time and again, is that he is leading us by example.
True. Yeah, very good point. Thank you.
Does he always come in human form?
No. We have Matsya avatar. He came in the Kurma avatar. He came as a fish. He came as a turtle. He came as a half man, half lion. So yeah, he comes in whatever the need of the time is. At that time the fish was needed or the Kurma was needed. So next week we'll talk more detail about the various avatars of Bhagwan. Yes. So it doesn't have to be human form. Whatever the requirement is. But in the human form, as he said, he gives an example and teaches. That's why Ramchandra ji also taught, you know, Lakshman ji, and taught Vibhishan, and Bhagwan Krishna also taught, you know, same way Jesus and, you know, Buddha and all those. So, yeah, did you have a question?
Well, I have a comment and I have a question too. My comment is maybe we need to get maybe some kind of hat or something, you know, and make the world great again.
Right. True.
Also, you know, about Krishna, so when he came, he was this avatar, I guess, of the Lord. But before that, you know, when he could remember all of his other births, he wasn't an avatar during all those other births.
No, it is said that the Lord Vishnu, who is the sustainer of the universe, took 24 different avatars, different manifestations. And then this, whatever the power, his power appears on earth as a god and does whatever is needed to be done and then goes back, like Narsim avatar. He just came just to destroy Hiranyakashyapu. So, And then the power goes back to the original. It's like you throw a boomerang and it goes and then it comes back to you. So same way, this power that the Lord manifested appeared on earth and then went back. And then it was with the Lord to utilize the next time it was needed. That is the idea. So this power is always there with the Lord. And when the Lord needs to utilize it, he utilizes, and either himself appears or sends a saint. Like Swami Tejo Mayananji always makes a joke. He says, these realized masters, you know, God will come and say, hey, look, you have been sitting here for last 10,000 years. Go and do my work. So then the master will be sent and, you know, to become a guru and teach. So the idea is that these saints appear with the same idea, and they are realized masters. They have become one with God. Like Raman Maharishi, by age, you know, 6, 7, he was already going into samadhi. Shankaracharya ji by age 5 or 6 was writing commentaries on the scriptures. So they were very evolved, but they spent their life teaching us.
So the ego always exists, even in a realized master, then?
No, the ego does not exist. In the realized master, his body, mind, and intellect has its limitations. Realization means death of the ego. Then that this person is no longer separate from God or separate from everybody else. That's why Jesus could say, love thy neighbor as thyself. He didn't say, love thy Christian neighbor, whoever your neighbor is. So the realized masters become one with the totality, while you and I have this difference that you are separate from me. But so that ego dies. So realization means death of ego. As long as you have this ego, ego is used in many ways. See, the word ego, people use it in many ways. Ego is one is egotistical. Ego is, but ego, when we mean, it is the idea that I and God are separate and I and you are separate. That is the ego. This detachment, this perceiver, feeler, and thinker. Actually, detachment is probably a good word where you have to detach. But the idea that I am separate from you, the separateness or the difference, that is ego. Seeing differences, while a wise person sees oneness in that. So the ego has to disappear to realize. As long as you think I am doing it, then the Lord says you keep on doing it. It's like, you know, two children have gone, you know, to college, and there are two girls, and one is independent and she's doing fine, no problem. Mother says, okay, she's taking. Other one's calling, mom, I'm having problems, I have my boyfriend problems, this problem, study problem. Then the mother says, okay, I'll come and help you. So then she goes and spends some time with her and says, okay, child, you'll be okay, and comforts her and, you know, helps her with her studies. So the person who is independent, who can take care of himself, the God does not. But the one who needs help, so that is, the ego is the understanding that I am, when you understand I am helpless, then God appears to take care of you. So the ego has to surrender to the higher and say, Lord, you take care of me. By myself, I cannot realize. See, I cannot say that I'll sit in meditation and realize the truth. All I can do is get the knowledge, pray to God, but then surrender my doership, that I no longer can do it. You do everything. And then, so that knowledge along with surrender, that's why bhakti and jnana both are important. Knowledge and devotion, both. You cannot only go by bhakti or only by jnana. It's good to have both. I don't know if that answered your question. Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
I think Lord is being a little bit unfair when he compares himself and us, low beings. You know? Because on the one hand, Lord is saying, I remember all my births, right? So every time I'm born, I remember everything from the past. And we poor us, right? We, every time we're born, we forget everything of our past, right? So if I go back to your BMI chart, right, the other day I was thinking about it, and I was thinking, when we are born, our bodies are so fragile. Our intellect pretty much doesn't exist.
Right.
As a child, if you see,
right.
A child has no intellect, right? And their bodies are fragile, especially human bodies. We can't even feed ourselves when we are born. We are so dependent. And over time, we feed our bodies, we feed our intellect, and that's how our bodies and intellect grow. Right? And so we're starting from the very zero. And in that process, we, you know, is when we grow knowledge and you know, physical relationships, expectations come with us. You can't have the knowledge and everything and not have expectations, because expectations make the life easy.
Right.
So when the expectations come, there's another, you know, way of saying that you will have sorrows and you will be in Maya and everything, and you will forget Lord. So.
Yeah, so I think that two or three ways. It's a long question. The answer is a little long. But first of all, what is the need to remember past birth? How does it make a difference? Say I was a dog in my... Does it make any difference? People waste so much time worrying, what was I in my past birth? What will I... Worry about your present birth. You are here. Do what you have to do, number one. Number two, God didn't push us. We asked for it. Because our vasanas and our karmas is what made our birth. So in my previous birth, whatever vasanas I had, tendencies and the karmas made me. God does not plan our life. God is just the builder. I am the architect. I give God the plan and say, God, this is the life I want. God says, okay, chalo, theek hai, you want, I'll do it. Like you architect gives the builder the plan. Builder has no choice to choose. If he says this room has to be, you know, 10 feet by 12 feet, poor builder has to do it. So Bhagavan is like the builder. We make our architect. We give him the blueprint. I want a life where I will suffer, and I want a life where I will be, tortured. Why? Because those are the karmas I have done. So I have created my own blueprint. God does not make us suffer. God does not plan our life. You and I have planned our own life. Only thing what God does, He will give us the result of our karmas. But if we turn to Him in love, then His grace will flow through us so that the sorrows of the world will not affect me, and I will become an instrument of His grace. That is, yes, if you turn to Him in love, that He will do. But He cannot change your karmas. So whatever karmas you have, so the child is helpless, because that is the nature. Even a little baby calf is helpless. She has to go to the mother for milk. So that is the creation and sustenance. And just that's the variety of life. All these flowers, birds, plants, it's just a beauty. So watch the beauty rather than focus on the negativity. And God didn't give me birth. I chose to come. And whatever, He didn't tell me to come from India to Bakersfield. I chose to come here. Because I had certain karmas that only could be fulfilled in Bakersfield. And out of all the places in the US, why did I choose this small town? We don't know, you know. So, no, we don't blame Him for my actions. You blame Him, you only blame yourself. Whatever good or bad is happening is because of my own karmas. And we all have to learn. That's why we are here, you know, we are sitting here. God's grace is on us that we are all here discussing this. Does it answer your question or not?
I mean, it's a philosophical
question. Yeah, yeah, it will take a long time. It's a long question.
It's a point of view, right?
Yeah,
See the world, right? I see it like a continuous play, right? In which I'm playing a role, but I didn't choose the role because I didn't have a choice on where I was born.
No, you chose the role. You chose the role. He didn't give you the role.
We just said that as a birth, we didn't have a choice.
No. What I'm saying is that you cannot decide means you as Kamal. But as a previous jiva, you chose.
Maybe as a previous
jiva, you chose the kind of parents, the kind of world, the kind of body you had, whether you were short or tall. So all the choices were made by your karmas and your vasanas. So you choose. But this particular jiva who appears to have no choice. That's why.
Yeah. So when you have desire, when you ask for a gift from God or whoever, the gift comes with a package. It just doesn't come as a gift. Gift may be very attractive. You want lots of money, okay, that's
right.
It. But along with all the other problems come, the wrappers. So you are incarnate. it's better not to ask anything and just accept things that they are.
Right.
And live in the world, serving the world.
And
very good
that
point.
That is true, right? Is this, if I see it as a continuous play,
right.
And you know, I asked for the role, and I got the role, and I'm playing the role, but I forgot that I asked for that role.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Now I'm playing the role,
yeah.
I cannot remember what I asked for, and as part of this role, I'm happy and unhappy. It's
right.
Part and parcel of the
part
role.
Of it, that's your
right.
And this role will finish. And I will get, I will probably ask for another role, and again, I would be happy and
no,
unhappy.
No, the goal should be, I will not ask for another. The goal of, see, you have had this human birth, and you have this knowledge, and you have Gurudev. Why ask for another birth? Just say, khatam ho gaya, I'm done. I am Brahman. You understand, I am that. That is the purpose of this life. I am done with my... Of course, if we have unfulfilled desires, if you have selfish karmas, they have to appear. But once you realize, then there is no birth. That's what the difference between... That's why they say, na, they are the chosen ones. You know, in Christianity, there is a word, chosen ones. Chosen doesn't mean God chooses them. It means they choose God. See, you and I, we choose the world over God. While they chose God over world, no matter what you do. Jesus said, you can crucify me, but I won't give up my Father in heaven.
That's the
so,
Jews.
Huh?
The Jews. The
yeah.
Chosen people.
Yeah, whoever. I mean, but they use that word. They are the chosen people. It's because, I mean, that they may just want to praise themselves. But the idea is they choose God and then they can call themselves chosen. I think our time is up, so we'll continue. This is a very beautiful subject. Next week, we'll spend more time talking about Lord's manifestations and what he does when he does. And I already told you about the upcoming program. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha Sarve Santu Niramaya Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu Ma Kashchit Dukha Bhavet Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Guru Pyo Namah Hari Om. Thank you.